Brace the rudders! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship is approaching. Over.
Roger. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next campaign. Get started today at linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply.
The game is on the line, and I've only got a shot clock's worth of time to tell you about Subway's $6.99-foot-long deal. That's right. Order now in the Subway app and get any footlong on the menu for just $6.99. Fresh sliced deli meat, fresh crispy veggies. Ugh, too much good stuff. Get it now on the Subway app. Any footlong for just $6.99. Use code 699FL now. Only here for a limited time. Redeemable at participating U.S. restaurants. Subway app, online orders only. Add-ons, additional plus tax. Additional fees apply on delivery. Excludes footlong snacks. Limited time.
As individuals, we are often blinded to the dangers of prayerlessness. Praying is not easy. Praying should not be casual. It's spiritual warfare. However, a prayerless Christian is completely powerless because there is no relationship with God. Have you ever noticed that when you need the Lord to intervene in your life, when you need a miracle or a breakthrough, no one has to tell you that you need to pray? No one has to tell you that you need to have a prayer life. Oftentimes, when we are in need, there is an intensity about our prayers. However, the difficulty we all face is that once our personal needs are met, once the battle has been won, once the breakthrough has come, the fire that was once in our prayers, it seems to fizzle out. And we need to be aware of this. We need to guard against this. Now, I understand that in life, there will be days where you find that you can easily capture the spirit of prayer. You can pray effortlessly. You can pray and feel as though an hour is just 10 minutes. However, you will also encounter days where prayer will be nothing other than a fight. And it's when you encounter those moments that you should push through. Praying is fighting. You have to fight to pray, and on the days where you struggle, I want to encourage you to be resilient and remember that the size of your prayer must match the size of your opposition. And your opposition is the devil. Your opposition can be found in Ephesians 6 verse 12, where the Bible reads, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." All of us should know that we're fighting the kingdom of darkness. The enemy will try to infiltrate our homes. He will try to cause division in the family and in the church if we become prayerless Christians. I encourage you to pray because some of you need strength to defeat strongholds. Some of you need grace to overcome insecurities. Some of you need the hand of God to move within your family and restore damaged relationships. Jesus says in the book of Matthew 7, verse 7, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, he who seeks will find, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened." This is Jesus effectively telling us to pray until something happens. Keep seeking the Lord until you find your answer. Carry on knocking until the door is opened. Now, a child of God recognizes that you cannot fight a battle and get away with a weak prayer life. But I would like to inform you, perhaps encourage you, to look at prayer as a means to victory. You see, we are built and equipped for spiritual warfare, so we shouldn't be afraid of a fight. We shouldn't be afraid of fighting through prayer. A lot of people shy away from being intercessors. They shy away from being prayer warriors. They would rather pray nice. There are Christians out there who do want to pray, but they are intimidated at the prospect or thought of warfare. But I would like to remind you that the Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds." The weapons of an intercessor, the strength of an intercessor, is derived from God alone. That's why the verse says, "The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God." Meaning they are divinely powerful. They are supernatural in their effectiveness. You cannot fight the devil with your natural fists, but you can fight him through prayer. You can fight him by calling out to the Lord. You can fight him by going to Jesus in prayer. So I encourage you today to keep pushing in prayer. Don't be intimidated by the thought of spiritual warfare. Don't be afraid, but rather be prayerful. Be resilient and relentless, knowing that prayer is a fight. Exodus 17 presents us with a powerful lesson on prayer. In verse 9, we are told, Moses said to Joshua, "Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands." So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered, and Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning, but whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. There are several lessons to be learned from this passage of Scripture. Moses went to pray away from the battle, to a quiet place. He didn't start praying from the front line, but he backed off some distance and goes up a hill to pray. And this is the perspective that a child of God needs to have. We have to fight our battles in private. No need for an audience or spectators. No distractions. It's simply them in their prayer closet, and that's enough. A prayer closet allows intimacy with God. It becomes your war room. God acts in response to prayer. Each time Moses lowered his hands in tiredness, the Amalekites began to win. And I believe this was God's way of teaching us that the battles we face as children of God are won and lost by prayer or a lack of it. We need to rely on prayer and not on anything else. The spiritual war against the devil is an ongoing one for us as children of the Lord. So we need to remain under the blood of Jesus and in prayer if we are to overcome. Now, once again, whenever Moses held up his hand, Israel prevailed. And whenever he lowered his hand, Amalek prevailed. When we pray, things happen. People are healed, situations are altered, the broken are made whole again, and spiritual battles are won. But if we get distracted and let our guard down, the enemy has an opportunity to attack us. When we cease praying, we inhibit the power of God at work in our lives. More prayer, more power, but the opposite is true. No prayer, no power. The beauty of the story of Moses is that it shows him to be human, not this giant of faith who seems untouchable. Moses demonstrated that he is like us in prayer. He gets tired, he's frail, vulnerable, and weak. The same feelings that we experience. Moses got tired, but he persevered, and this is what we must do. We must persevere in prayer. We must keep pushing in prayer.
The Lord still answers prayers. Jesus Christ is faithful and merciful. If you call unto the Lord, His word says, "I will show you great and mighty things, which you do not know." Desire to be a prayer warrior in your own right. A prayer warrior who is dedicated and committed to maintaining a close relationship with the Lord.